Hey, thank you, Basil, and a good 1st of May to you and Millsy. The FBI and federal prosecutors say a terror plot was being hatched right here in Los Angeles. Undercover agents foiled the planning by a U.S. Army veteran. They say Mark Domingo, who is 26, thought he was about to go through with what he hoped would be mass casualty attacks on several Southern California targets. Among those, the popular Santa Monica Pier and the extremely busy shipping port of Long Beach, south of Los Angeles. The feds say he was motivated in part by the deadly attacks on Muslims in those two mosques in New Zealand. Domingo, as a soldier, fought against terror in Afghanistan. Now he stands accused of trying to wage jihad in the United States.
This is a case in which law enforcement was able to identify a man consumed with hate and bent on mass murder, and stop him before he could carry out his attack.
That is the U.S. attorney here, Nick Hanna, who says Domingo first wanted to explode an IED, an improvised explosive device, at what he thought would be a packed white nationalist rally in a park at Long Beach this past Sunday.
He was taken into custody after he took receipt of what he thought were pressure cooker bombs, and after he traveled to Long Beach to survey the site where his intended victims were to congregate.
That rally fizzled, and the devices he received were inert. Agents tracking Domingo's every move knew he'd bought 3-inch nails to pack into those pressure cookers with the explosives, hoping the nails would become shrapnel. The U.S. attorney says Domingo had been radicalized rapidly.
Following the attack at two mosques in New Zealand last month, he wrote, quote, "There must be retribution."
Well, and he also had some additional targets, Bob.
He did. The FBI and federal prosecutors say Domingo wanted to target Jews, churches, police officers, and those busy spots I mentioned earlier. He also envisioned a drive-by shooting with an AK-47-style rifle. Domingo lived in the Los Angeles suburb of Reseda in a single-family home with his grandmother, his aunt, and younger brother James. James says his brother had been a Christian who searched out other religions and then converted to Sunni Islam late last year.
If anything, I thought it was a good thing. I thought maybe my brother finally found some sort of guidance in this world, but...
Yeah, but Millsy and Basil, Mark Domingo told undercover agents there needed to be, in his words, another mass shooting like Las Vegas.